Meanwhile, to Minnesota, where leaders in the Minneapolis Somali community are worried about a backlash after the police officer said to be involved in the shooting death of an unarmed Australian woman was revealed by his lawyer to be Mohammed Noor, one of the few Somali Americans serving in the force in this state, which is home to the largest Somali population in the country. And the shooting in the Fulton neighborhood is at a time and in a place where police violence is already top of mind. Just over a year ago, Philando Castile was shot and killed as he sat in his car in a nearby suburb of St. Paul. A month ago, the shooter in that case, Officer Geronimo Yanez, was found not guilty of second-degree manslaughter. For more on the most recent shooting, Brant Williams, senior reporter at Minnesota Public Radio, joins us. And Brant, we're hearing that the woman, Justine Damon, that's actually her fiancé's last name that she took ahead of their marriage, that she made a 911 call to report hearing a possible sexual assault near her home, and that she was waiting outside in the alley in her pajamas when the police came?
That has been reported. What we understand is that, and we got this from her fiancé, Don Damon, he spoke to the media yesterday. He said that his fiancé had gone outside, and all he knows is that she wound up being shot by a police officer. Now, we know that by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's report that she died about 20 minutes later from a gunshot wound to her abdomen. As you mentioned, she was going to be married in August. She'd used the name Damon as her professional name, but her family name is Ruschek. And as we've all heard, she is a native of Australia.
Well, let's listen to a little of her fiancé last night.
The death of Justine is a loss to everyone who knew her. She touched so many people.
This is so murky at this point. What more do we know about what happened?
You know, there's not much. What's going to happen is the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is going to, they're in the midst of their investigation. They are keeping details very close to the vest. There are certain details that might be helpful for us to know. How did she react when the police approached her? Did the officers yell anything at her? As in other police-involved shootings, there are commands made by police officers. Put down the gun or keep your hands where I can see them or something. We don't know if any of that was said. So we're going to have to wait until this investigation is complete before we get those crucial details.
We do know that the police did not turn on their body cameras. What's protocol?
Well, according to Minneapolis police policy, their officers are required to activate those cameras in more than a dozen situations. For instance, like when they conduct traffic stops or suspicious person stops, and they are also required to turn them on when they are in a use of force situation. Now, there's also a part of that policy that says that an officer, if they don't turn them on right away, that they should turn them on as soon as it is safe for them to turn on their body cameras.
Mm. Look, this is in the same Minneapolis-St. Paul area where we've been thinking very much of the death of Philando Castile because of the verdict that just came down in that shooting. He was black. That shooter was Hispanic. In this case, it's a Somali man, a Somali officer, a white Australian woman. What are people saying?
Well, we have heard there are a few community leaders here locally, Somali community leaders, who have said that they are concerned that this could lead to some type of reaction, people to use this as an excuse to react against Somalis. Now, I will point to you, there was an incident which happened in 2016. There was a non-fatal shooting of five Somali men who were on their way to prayers one night. There was the man who was actually convicted of that shooting, a man named Anthony Sawina, was sentenced to 39 years in prison. I covered that trial. There were allegations or there were charges that Sawina had used an anti-Muslim slur before he wound up shooting at the five Somali men. So that fear and those concerns are very prominent in the Twin Cities.
Right. Well, and again, just to confirm what we're hearing that the officer, Mohammed Noor, the Somali, has issued a statement of condolences.
Yeah, his lawyer, Thomas Plunkett, released a statement yesterday saying that Officer Noor extends his condolences to the family and says anyone else who's been touched by the event. The statement also says that he takes their loss seriously and keeps them in his daily thoughts and prayers. There's not an apology in this statement. That could come later. We don't know.
At Brent Williams, covering Minneapolis for Minnesota Public Radio. Brent, thank you.
You're welcome.